news here, Ramon. Typically, the first week after the New Year is a subdued period, even after the hubbub of national elections. Americans have come to expect a time of subdued energy in the wake of the holiday season. Well, not so much this year, as eyes today are on the southern state of Georgia, as AP's Sagar Magani explains.
Democrats will control the White House and the House of Representatives, but what about the Senate? Georgia will decide today in two runoff elections. If Democrats can unseat both incumbent Republicans, they will also control the Senate, with Vice President-elect Kamala Harris as the tie-breaking vote, making an easier path for President-elect Joe Biden.
This is not hyperbole. You can change America.
Hours after he spoke in Atlanta,
America, as you know it, will be over.
President Trump was in northern Georgia, boosting not just the incumbents, but his own claims that he won Georgia's presidential vote.
The Democrats are trying to steal the White House. You cannot let them. You just can't let them steal the U.S. Senate.
The runoffs come a day before Congress is due to certify Biden's White House win. Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. President Donald Trump is just plain wrong about election irregularities in Georgia, the state's top elections official said Monday after he rebuffed Trump's plea over the weekend to find enough ballots to upend his pivotal 11,000-vote loss in the state to President-elect Joe Biden. Later yesterday, one of Secretary of State's assistants, Gabriel Sterling, was asked if what the president had done was an attack on democracy.
I'll leave other people to make the decision on that. I personally found it to be something that was not normal, out of place, and nobody I know who would be president would do something like that to a Secretary of State.